Hello.
The call from Mr. President. Here you are.
Well, how are things on the home front?
Well, I think they're fine, Mr. President. We can't quite keep up with the news you've been making in Bermuda and the Azores, but we're keeping it going. The Chancellor program went very well tonight. I'm sure you didn't watch it. But,
no, I didn't ever watch these things.
Well, it was good. It was very good. It got better as it went along. And the ending was just superb. Couldn't have been better.
It's one of those things where I hope that NBC got their money's worth. You know, they put so much into the damn thing.
They put a hell of a promotion.
How did they edit it? Did they do well or not?
Yes.
Reasonably well, huh? Or not too well?
No, I'd put it a B plus. Surprisingly well. As a matter of fact, Chancellor at the end, he did a voiceover as he went back in to sit and read. And he said that I didn't write it down precisely, but he said that this president is less colorful or less controversial than Truman, harder working than Eisenhower, less stylish than Kennedy, more formal than Johnson. But then he said every president is his own in his own way. That's a beautiful picture of you. The ending is very dramatic. The ending is very, very warm.
Wonder how many of you stayed to the ending. Did they hold the audience? That's a curious thing.
Yes, I would say they did. It's hard for any of us who are working in the
right,
way.
Sure.
To be objective, I was just starting to make some calls around to see some people who aren't supposed to and what they
right.
I thought on balance it was superb. There were parts where, as I say, those of us who know how a day goes.
Right.
I would think they'd be very excited, actually. The part on drugs was excellent. The watching duty was very, very good. And the part during the meeting of the public was good. They selected very good footage.
They did.
The Chancellor's narration was dangerous. He was put a few episodic twists or two and a couple of phrases. But
well, he had to.
We had to for credibility. We had a couple of places where he was just a little, you know, he said this isn't really a typical day, and then he said on the other hand, no day in the day of the president. But on balance, he did very well. The interview with Mr. Nixon and Fisher at the end was really good. And then when he came in, you were yourself completely. You were very thoughtful and very reflective and very strong. People would watch that with great interest, and if we held it...
Wonder what Scully thought of it, you see?
He called me Scully. The first call when it was over to Scully was just bubbling over.
He liked it, huh?
Yeah, but he put a lot of work in it.
Of course, he's putting... of course, he's a pro, and I just... The thing that I was talking to Holloman about a moment ago, he said... I said, well, you know, it may be one of those shows that appeals to the pros and not to the people.
How did that...
Could be.
Did Bob think that, or was it...
No, I thought that. No, I understand. I didn't see it, but that would be my guess from what the footage they took.
Well, my wife, who was in the middle of the said that this was the kind of thing that people would just give anything to say. They would see the white house and say, I would see you up for it. And if they don't see it, but...
How were the angles and all that?
They did very well. They did very well. The sound is not as good.
No, I wasn't. It must have been the way it was done.
I don't know that anybody else would notice, but I would notice it from knowing your voice and color.
Right.
I don't know that the public would have noticed, but the angles were good, and the lighting was excellent. Julie was very good when she came in and talked to you. Very good.
About Africa? Or going to North Carolina, yeah.
Right. And you were talking to her about
Duke.
Part of the question. And they got a part of that too.
Yeah.
You and I, politicians have to be themselves. They couldn't watch television.
Huh.
You got a very good part now. Maybe an emergency and local legislation in the capital. It opened well with the president's administration. I think on balance, the president was.
You think it was perhaps less than what we would hope, though, huh?
No, I don't.
Alderman felt it was a little bit less than what we hoped, but he thought it was good, but not. But you know, I mean, everybody built up their hopes because Scully and the rest were so enthusiastic.
Well, I thought to George Tate, but he reacted a little bit like I did in the first half hour.
What they use at the ending, the part when I came back to the White House?
Yes, sir. And when you were talking with the
Chancellor.
Back into the city, and he sat down and read it to me. And Chancellor made the point about how intensely you worked as business. You made that beautiful thing. How hard working you were. Sometimes, but then you get it, but you always come back and work at it. So I think someone, we'll see what the ratings.
In the morning, well, apart from the ratings, the important thing is the reactions. Once you check with the common folks to the paper.
That's what I want to do. It's
a little hard tonight. So everybody's out Christmas shopping.
Well, I was just going to make a call and see what people thought. I asked some people to watch it today.
How's Meany?
He's home.
Good.
There's been an interesting development.
I think I should write him?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I sent a notice earlier today.
All right, I'll do it. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it by hand.
Well, I think in the Christmas period, it's been he's asked a very fascinating development. He has asked Jim Suffrich, and this is terribly confidential. He wants no one to know it, but Suffrich wants no one to know it. But he's asked Jim Suffrich to kind of take over for him.
My God, that's good.
Well, Tony is active. I think the reason he has picked Suffrich is he wants to see Suffrich as a threat to him. He's a threat to him.
And Suffrage, he knows, is a decent guy.
We
had, incidentally, a fantastically successful meeting with the British. I mean, it won't come through in the press, but it really was, you know, we really smoothed over all the sores, and now that we've done the French and the British, and by golly, it really looks good.
Well, it sure does. I think the president is coming through that way. I called Mort Allen.
Yeah. Oh, good old Mark.
And I said, Mort, are you still ready to do something? And he said, yeah, why do you ask? He said, the news has been so damn good for about 3 weeks. I figured maybe you should turn the job over to someone else. We've been getting a wave of really relative, with the exception of Pakistan and India, which is, of course, kind of a
negative
influence. If people care, and I'm not sure they do, Harris doesn't think. But with the exception of that, the news on balance has just been running superbly, especially on the economic side. I haven't seen anything on the economic front.
I guess the market went up a little bit today.
Went up on 20 million shares. But
yeah, it went up 3 points. It's not bad.
Well, it's
8.88, right?
Yes, sir. I think it closed at 8.88.
All right.
You can't, when you think of the big rise that occurred since Thanksgiving, but more important even than that is the attitude that just everybody
you, you really think they've turned up?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
John Connolly feels it very strongly, you know.
But it doesn't matter who I talk to, businessmen or retailers or pollsters or people, or the media. My God, Time and Newsweek and the business is so critical.
You got that little better, baby.
Well, it is. It's running very. We'll have tomorrow. We'll have a complete retail.
When's the CPI?
Tomorrow afternoon.
What is it?
We don't have it. They took off.
Christ's sake.
I doesn't feel that it will be up.
No, it's going to be about 2/10.
Well, he figured
adjusted. What do you think?
No, he figured 1. He said 1/10.
Well, 1, that'd be great.
He said like last month. But the reason that they got bowed down there was they taken the X-ray from the school they figured from.
But you know, these trips abroad, they don't affect people here, but, you know, to go and see the British and the French, and in 2 weeks to just completely take them in, which we did, and they are really friendly. I mean, they, as Henry said, they know who the world leader is. Yeah?
Well, that's, yes, and that's what, you know, that's what the President came through on that program tonight. Angela made a comment about you had given us kind of a withdrawal touch to the White House, that you believed in the solution and the victory of the leadership, that there was a strong leadership of the President, and that there was a parallel with the withdrawal. A couple of places you gave it on the current political front.
Right. Of course, he sort of said, well, that Truman was more dynamic and Eisenhower was less, as he was, less.
Well, he put it that you were less controversial, I think, than Truman. You were less colorful and less controversial. I don't remember the phrase. But then he said you were harder working than Eisenhower, less stylish than Kennedy, and more formal than Johnson.
Yeah, for sure. Is that bad?
No, I thought it was. Well, it was the tone he said it in the photograph while he was saying it. Ending had a hell of a dramatic punch. It was superb ending.
That's right, yeah.
It then led, I don't know what
you know, I think the Julie show on Christmas night would be a hell of a show.
Well, they publicized the daylight show of that. I can't believe there's anybody in the country who doesn't know that person. Time and Newsweek gave a big build-up. The newspapers, the women's papers, we've had a phenomenal amount of stuff where we build it down, and that would be good.
You know, the publicity about these shows may be more important than the shows.
Well, did you see the full-page ad? I
heard about it, yeah.
Today on this show, NBC really went over to it. They ran the full-page ad.
You think I should write a letter to, not Sarnoff, but to Chancellor?
Yeah, Chancellor.
Yeah. Huh?
I was going to say Goodman, but Chancellor had more to do with it.
Yeah.
He's come around a long way, President. He invited to, I don't spend much time with the President, I don't like the President, but he invited to the dinner party with his house and we could go to bed. And after dinner, he got me aside because he was too long to put it. He said, I'll tell you one thing. He said, I'm a Democrat. Everybody knows that. But he said, nobody's going to be too American. He's an American. He's a president. He's a president. I think he really believes that.
The Europeans all think that, you know.
Well, I'll tell you, the feeling is happening in this country. I think it happens. I don't know when I felt better about the political balance than I do today. Beginning to build a little momentum. We did that before. It didn't move anything. But there's just so much going right now that is going our way. These trips. It's the people you're quite right, the people don't understand what you would have to do. They know you're there.
See, we spend with heat and also proper to 8, 10, 12 hours, you know, tough negotiating.
Oh, no, there's nothing really tougher than that. You're on guard all the time. But I think the public get a good feeling for that. The photograph this morning of you and me walking in the deputy. Guided number trips in the it was on the front page of the New York Times, very prominently placed up above the boat. It's a marvelous picture. And they get a good feeling for seeing their president dealing with these very important things. They don't quite understand what's going on. They don't understand the monetary thing, but they know everybody.
What is the other economic news? Give me that, will you?
Yes, sir. We won't have
Right.
That's running about, according, on the uninsured, on the insured unemployment claims, that's running like it has been for 3 months, a good trend down, and it's down up. So presumably that will continue.
What about CPI?
CPI, hydrogen figures 1/10, and that'll be tomorrow. The wholesale price index is stable for 3 months. The retail sales are 11 to 12% ahead of last year.
Really buoyant.
Oh. That's really going, because you know, you figure that the inflation factor in there is very small.
What do you think about the charisma argument? You know, British French raised that. What about charisma? What do you think?
It's one of the factors that goes into the equation, but I think today, frankly, the mood of the country is a hell of a lot less important.
Of course, charisma depends upon who's in, too.
Well, that's right. And it depends on what the country wants. But they wanted the charisma of John Kennedy in the early 60s. Today, they had enough of, you know, some pound weight of power, the table pounding, arm waving of Lyndon Johnson. And I think they want kind of a quiet,
solid, cool guy.
Exactly. And a strong man. A strong. I'll tell you a fascinating thing that I learned today. Finland has finished some more extensive polling on the confrontation between. And this tells me a great deal about the public image of U.S. president. One of the questions, of course, he's still getting higher than 80% of the public who remember and can talk about their confrontation between them is just a political landmark. But one of the questions that was asked in this whole series says, Meany said to the president, if the president of the United States doesn't want our cooperation and he knows what he can do, what is your opinion of him? 28.5% of the people said that they admired the president for saying he would do whatever he had to do for the country. And he knew what he could do. Another 31% said that Nixon should go right ahead and do whatever it was he had to do. 16% said something has to be done to support the president. So you're getting about, still today, about 60% of the people who are remembering, well, 80% remembering, and 60% remembering your response.
Comparing this show with one-on-one, you think that the other would be better, wouldn't you?
So the one-on-one compared to tonight?
Yeah.
No, I think tonight is better.
Why?
It was different. And because it gave people an insight that they don't normally get. And you got the benefit of the one-on-one at the end with the question, but you also got something different that I think people will watch, whereas they might not just watch an interview.
Check in the morning and see what your folks think.
We'll do a check around the country. I think that one-on-one serves one good purpose. Maybe
the most important thing is really to really get across a definite image.
Well, that's beginning. You're getting the image of a strong activist person. That's the feeling that the folks have. And that came through tonight, by the way. The strong point for that show was during the Watergate meeting, the drug meeting, when you were really boring in on drugs. You said, I don't want to know what they did. Let's get to the bottom of this. That's very, very good. And the ending is really strong, I think. You get that image across tonight. You get it any time you're in a Q&A, any kind of a press conference or a one-on-one, you get it.
So you thought the show, it didn't job us, huh?
Oh, no. It didn't job us at all. Good catch.
Scully agree?
Scully was bubbling over.
You said he called you, but of course he had a best in his
Well, he does, but he still is a pretty cool professional. He
Okay.
Well, go
to bed. Merry Christmas.
Thank you,
Mr.
President.
What was that?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.